We're on the line with Kirk Atwell of the National Weather Service Office in Buffalo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so we see heat index values getting into the upper 90s today. With that, advisories are in play. What exactly prompted the National Weather Service to do that?
Yes, well, today it's really the combination of heat and humidity is going to cause those heat index values, the apparent temperature, to rise into the upper 90s in the Buffalo area. We're really getting into a tropical air mass. Dew points are going to rise up to 70, which is going to give the air a real warm and sticky feel. And that combined with temperatures rising up into the lower 90s is going to just make it feel very uncomfortable today.
And, of course, you're a meteorologist, you focus on the weather, but what can heat like that mean for certain individuals here in Western New York today?
Oh, it's very important for people to stay in indoors in cool areas if possible. People that are vulnerable, whether it be elderly or other conditions, should definitely stay indoors if possible. If you do have to go outside, stay hydrated. This is the warmest we've been for quite some time, so at least the combination of the heat and humidity last week when we were warm, we weren't quite as humid. So that humidity makes a big difference, and you've got to stay prepared.
You know, Kirk, we were laughing before we went on the air that it was just last month that it was actually snowing here in the Buffalo area. Now it's June 10th. Is it possible that we're seeing the hottest weather of the year today?
It is possible. I mean, this we're looking at a forecast high of just a little bit over 90 degrees. If that happens, that would be possibly one of your hotter, if not hottest, days of the year. It's still, of course, got a long ways to go, but it is possible that you could have the warmest in June.
And then just looking forward, this sounds like it's a short term a heat wave, I guess, of sorts here today, but looks like things are cooling off. What do we expect in the next through the weekend and into next week?
Oh, sure. Well, one thing I probably should mention is that tonight we're going to have a strong cold front move through, and with that, or actually just ahead of it, we do run the risk of strong to even severe storms with strong gusty winds. So it'll be in the middle of the night if it does happen, but that'll be kind of the first thing we have to deal with after the heat. Behind that, it's going to be notably colder. It'll be colder on Thursday, dropping back down with highs in the 70s, and then even colder still on Friday, maybe another even 10 degrees cooler than that. So really, it'll be quite a dramatic drop in temperatures.
Kirk Atwell of the National Weather Service Office in Buffalo, always a pleasure. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.